authorities are seeking to reassure farmers about the threat of foot and mouth disease for New Zealand livestock. On last week's show, we spoke to Ross Ainsworth, who's a vet based in Bali, and he warned that tourists were swarming back to the island just as the disease, which can devastate herds, had been confirmed there. There's a danger of visitors mixing with cattle and pigs there as they freely wander between grazing spots, often past areas where tourists stay, and vaccination doses have been slow getting to the island. Vaccines can protect cattle from foot and mouth, but they're tricky to roll out. The virus has a number of strains, and the vaccine needs to match the strain that is circulating in order to be effective. Biosecurity New Zealand's Deputy Director General, Stuart Anderson, says here in New Zealand, vaccines could be rolled out within days.
Vaccines are one part of the toolkit in terms of if we had to deal with foot and mouth disease. So we do have arrangements in place and vaccines available for New Zealand if we ever had to deal with it. We have 500,000 odd doses of vaccine covering 9 main strains of foot and mouth disease in the UK in a vaccine bank, which are available for our exclusive use. And they can rapidly ramp up and manufacture more if we were to need them.
How long would it take to get the vaccines here?
They would be here within a matter of days, and also within a matter of days they would be manufacturing further doses for us. We also arrangements with other countries to share vaccines. So that's Australia, Canada, UK, US and Ireland. We are countries that actively work to keep foot and mouth disease out, and we have an arrangement in place that if any of our countries needed vaccine, we would also support each other by allocating some of our doses to each other.
Say it did get to Australia, would you look at ramping up your order or getting it over just to be ready with it?
If it got into Australia, obviously, that would be a major new significant development for us, a lot closer, and would heighten the risk dramatically. We are, at the moment, in any case, we're talking with Australians, certainly a few times a week at least, in terms of this situation. We would have to determine where in Australia, what did the risk look like. Australia would obviously, deploy their vaccines, and we would decide whether we needed to, do anything different in terms of vaccine availability. But they're all available, and when they're needed, we can rapidly get them in the country.
Stuart Anderson says the overall risk to New Zealand from the Indonesian outbreak is still low, but officials are keeping a close eye on it.